Welcome to MCBI's 60 Mock, a podcast for curious thinkers.
Welcome, listeners. This little session under the 60 Mock podcast series is a little different. It gives you a bit of insight into some of the people of MCBI, and we hope by getting to know some of our great team that not only will you get to know MCBI, but you'll also be able to hear a couple of business topics and issues that may also be facing your own team. So with that, I'd like to introduce Akhil Asad. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Marina.
Yeah, you're very welcome. This is a good way to spend a Friday, isn't it?
It is. I was not looking forward to this, but at the same time, I really am.
Good, good. It's going to be just a bit of fun. So,
All right.
So, Akhil, we first met in 2016.
That's correct. Yes, when I was doing my internship.
Yeah, that seems like, wow, that's a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So tell us a bit about the internship and how you ended up here in a basement here in Adelaide at Featherstone Place.
Trust me, I think I was at that stage where I really wanted to finish my university degree, and then I just wanted to start my career. And one of the topics that I was doing was the industry placement, and I applied for an internship. And I got an internship with MCBI. When I did get it, I realized that it's a very different atmosphere to what is shown in the movies.
Do we have a movie? I didn't know that.
We don't have a movie, but at the same time, it felt like, you know, I was part of the movie.
Yeah.
Where everyone's coming in, everyone's going out. It's not just a 9-to-5 job. It's not. That's what the internship taught me. It's not a 9-to-5 job. It's more like, how do we team up together, come up with ideas, and do something about it? Mm-hmm. Do something more than just talk. And that's what I liked about it.
Yeah, that is actually a real cultural part of MCBI, this sense of teamwork, isn't it?
That it is.
People do come in and out, like physically, they sort of float in and out, and you think, who's that person?
They were here just 1 minute ago. What?
Are they an MCBI? I think it is a reflection from a business point of view. It's a reflection of our strategy and how we believe the world's going to go. And, well, for us, it's already there, but people will be coming together with purpose, building an idea into something practical, and then possibly disbanding again, or adjourning, as we call it, and then coming back again when the time is right.
I believe so, yeah.
But it does seem to be a real big part of the MCBI experience.
It does.
Was that a challenge for you coming in? Like, because I know that we're definitely not a traditional company in that sense.
It wasn't really a challenge. It was more like, all right, once I get there, what to do next? So I believe
in terms of the practical tasks or and that side of things?
I believe so, yeah. Because whatever that you're taught in the university during your degree, it's something a bit more to the extreme when you have to actually do it practically.
Yeah.
So that was something that I would consider a challenge.
Yeah.
But everything else, it just went like, you know, it fit. I fit right in the workplace.
Yeah, I would agree. It's just, it is such a big difference, isn't it? When you leave university and you're doing, I mean, for me, I was a bartender and you're doing this type of work. You sort of looked a bit surprised there, really?
Yeah,
I am a bartender. I'm a bartender in my DNA.
Okay.
But it is a huge transition. Like, you leave university and then bang, you know, you're working in a consulting firm. And I'm very mindful of that when we watch people transition in.
Yeah.
And you did a fantastic job, you know, during your internship.
Thank you.
Well, you're here now.
I suppose that's the result.
So 2 weeks into a permanent role, now in MCBI's marketing events and brand team, newly formed team where we've separated the function. How are you finding it? 2 weeks in.
2 weeks in. How do I find it? You know what? This is something that I was thinking about yesterday. I feel like I'm going home when I come here. and I feel like I'm going to work when I go back home. I know it's weird, but I just feel like, you know, I want to spend as much time as I can at MCBI. Because it's the fact that, you know, I get to learn so many things. It's not overwhelming, but at the same time, it's such an amazing experience. Mm. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, once you finished university and got into, you know, recruitment consulting, management consulting, I'm sure that, you know, it was something as close to what I am experiencing right now.
Yeah. I think you've got, I think I see this in a lot of MCBI, it's just incredible curiosity that we all seem to have. It's a real characteristic of the firm, but also this work ethic, if I could call it that, this energy that comes with, I'm going to find out about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I know that feeling.
Honestly, every day, even during the 60 mock session, I was like, wow, all these people, how am I going to do this? Because I'm part of the marketing, branding and events team. Yes. I'm thinking about so many aspects to how do I get MCBI and how do I play a vital role into getting MCBI known to more and more people? Mm. And how do I get that client and relationship, yeah, you know, between, yeah, us?
I think you guys are going to be really important for our future, because there's absolutely no doubt we do a fantastic job.
We do
it quite remarkably.
Yes.
Isn't it? Our humility holds us back. So I'm looking forward to, no pressure, but we're looking forward to you guys doing an extraordinary job.
No pressure at all.
Let's just swap to, I guess, this idea of youth. We're like lots of companies. We're a multi-generational company. We have people who are 60 plus, mm-hmm, plus also people in their late teens and 20s. And we're probably no different to lots of companies that we work with. But that in itself is quite a challenge, because we all come from different generations with vastly different experiences. And I'm really interested to hear your perspectives or the challenges and the perspective of youth.
Well, the only challenge that I would find is when the team members are talking about their kids and their grandkids, and I'm like, how do I indulge in this conversation? But there's so many things that I get to learn from them, such as, if you're ever having an overwhelming experience in your work life, you know what? Take a step back, go for a run, and come back and be like, you know what? There's no need to be sitting on your desk and try to claim yourself as a hero, because that's not something that you would have to do. And that is coming back from you, Marina, that you said.
I was going to say, I said that.
Yes, exactly.
I said that yesterday.
You said that,
wow,
to me,
you were
yesterday.
Listening.
I was listening, yes.
I don't think anyone listened to me yet.
No, I'm pretty sure all the people that were upstairs, they were listening to the 60 mock session.
Yeah, it's free. Yeah. No, let's go back to that, though, because that was a really interesting little chat we had about, and I think there isn't something that, dare I say, older generation can give to younger generation, is this idea of resiliency and an assurance that even as you're learning new things, it's going to be okay.
I hope so. But at the same time, this is something that I feel I can give in, and I can input some new ideas and think, I would say, more creatively. Like, I'm having a fresh perspective as to how we should look at this. Mm. It's a different approach.
Yep.
And I feel like, you know, it does make a contribution.
Mm.
So I'm pretty sure everyone from my age group, they are coming in with a perspective of redefining experience.
Mm. Mm.
That's what it is.
And it is shaping, because it's a totally different perspective.
Yeah.
And the expectations on the work and how careers are going to be shaped.
And that's why
so different.
Yeah, and that's why so many organizations all over, they are having and recruiting people from all kinds of different generations.
What do you think companies can do better to make their organisations not just productive and getting stuff done and being sustainable, but to make them an attractive option for people who are younger?
Well, I would say, in terms of marketing, it's about targeting different age gaps. So once we focus on a certain age group, we are eliminating the different age groups. And that is something that, you know, we should probably, that's something that, you know, a lot of organizations are doing. Mm. They're creating a broader perspective on to who to target. But the real question is, should we go for market niche or should we go for a whole market itself?
Yeah. So this is about how your brand penetrates through to, you know, possible workers and being a bit targeted on it. Mm-hmm. Interesting. What about, I mean, there's lots of terrible stories, you know, these millennials, they don't want to work. And that's not been my experience. There is some element of truth to it. Is it that people don't want to work, or is it they don't have that willingness to go through the pain barrier, so they pull themselves out?
I haven't come across those people yet, but if they do say such things, it's probably because they feel that they're not being recognized as much as the new generation is.
Yep.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. It is interesting because it is such a foreign way to look at how we, you know, shape a workforce.
Yeah.
So, as we conclude our little chat.
In the basement.
We have to go back and do some work and you can, like, shape some of this marketing.
Okay.
Let's get to know you. Quick 4 questions. What was your first car?
My first car? Oh, Mitsubishi Pajero.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a big car.
I am a big guy.
Do you know, isn't Pajero got a different name, meaning in Spain? I'll leave you to that, to Google. I don't think it's very... First pet.
German Shepherd.
Really?
Always a dog guy.
No cat.
I'm scared of cats.
Oh, my God. This is so confusing. Favorite food?
Pasta.
Oh, what type of pasta?
Alfredo pasta.
Really? A creamy pasta. So I'm seeing this man with an Alsatian in the back of a Pajero eating creamy pasta. And what type of drink would you order when you went to a bar?
Tequila.
Tequila.
It goes with my name. Akil Tequila.
Of course.
There we go.
Well, thank you very much for spending some time of your busy schedule. I know you guys are very busy, not just learning, but also doing a lot of the work here. It is a pleasure to have you here at MCBI, and I look forward to a mutually prosperous relationship. Thank you very much, Akil.
Thank you so much, Marina. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening in today. We look forward to you joining us next time.